You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the region's top news stories of the week. Jack, all eyes were on the Republican National Convention in Cleveland this week. The party officially has its nominee for president, Donald Trump, and a new platform. What does this mean for party members in Michigan?
Well, we simply don't know. The big question mark is how this is all going to sell. By conventional wisdom, if this was a conventional campaign, the convention would have been seen as pretty much a disaster. His main rival refused to endorse him. His wife got caught in plagiarism, and a lot of people didn't show up, including the governor of the host state. But Trump is betting this is not a conventional year, and Michigan is very important. His strategy is not a typical one. His strategy is based on winning over working-class, blue-collar voters in states like Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Ohio that have been voting Democratic. Michigan hasn't voted for Republican for president since 1988. So we'll just have to see what happens. We'll probably know more in a couple months.
Meanwhile, we're shifting our gaze to Philadelphia for the Democratic National Convention, where Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan, former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm, and Flint Mayor Karen Weaver are all set to speak. What will you be watching?
Well, it's interesting that the mayor of Flint, who's sort of totally unknown on the national stage, and Duggan is not greatly known outside of Michigan, how they will shine. Duggan is a ball of fire on the stage, and it'll be interesting to see if this sort of launches something for him. It's a breaking out moment for Karen Weaver. It's kind of like a rookie being asked to pitch in the All-Star game. Granholm's been around for a long time. She's been working as a surrogate for Hillary Clinton in this campaign, as she did in 2008, and the presumption is that she's hoping Hillary Clinton will give her some kind of an appointment. But it'll be very interesting to me to see Weaver and Duggan on stage, and also how this convention contrasts with the one in Cleveland.
This week, a federal judge blocked Michigan's new ban on straight ticket voting. Republicans supported that law, but Democrats said it was a way to discourage minority turnout at the polls. What do you think about the judge's decision?
Well, I certainly agreed with the Democrats, and it's unquestionably true that this would have created sort of a nightmare for clerks and for people voting. Now, the Republicans are doing an appeal to the Federal Court of Appeals on this, but it's not at all clear, even if the appellate court overturns it, and that's a big if, whether they can go back to outlawing straight ticket voting in time for the coming election. They've got to print ballots, do all of that. The bottom line is this will help Democrats in most places. Republicans wanted to depress Democratic turnout, and they were betting that Democratic vote for what are called down ballot races, things like Board of Education seats, would fall off without straight ticket voting. But we'll just have to wait and see.
Jack, I want to shift gears here to talk about Jeffrey Montgomery, who passed away this week. He was one of Michigan's most well-known gay rights advocates. What can you tell us about his life and legacy?
He was a pioneer. I admired him. I didn't know him all that well. I interviewed him on a number of occasions. He was sort of a sad man. He was, as they say, gay before it was cool to be gay. He was a co-founder of the Triangle Foundation, 63 years old. And I think a seminal moment in his life is his partner was shot to death outside a gay bar in 1984. And the police said, well, it's just another gay murder. We're not interested in investigating it. And this sort of really sparked his career of activism. He did a lot to help a lot of people, and he sadly died of a heart attack while he was in the hospital at age 63 this year. But people in the LGBTQ community will remember him for a long, long time.
Jack, thanks so much for your insights.
Always a pleasure, Rebecca.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings to review the week's top regional news stories.